Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It's April 23rd, 2012. And I'm looking out this morning out my window. It is about 10 o'clock or so. Actually, it's 20 past 10. Let me finish by saying what I see out my window. It is raining. In fact, we're supposed to get anywhere between 15 to 40 millimeters of rain today. I was just running an errand and mailing off a letter for my wife, and the convenience store in which the post office is located had a guy walking around with a stepladder taking out all the suspended ceiling tiles because there was probably the better part of a dozen or more leaks in the ceiling of this poor convenience store. I felt so bad for them. They rent the space, so it's up to the owner of the building to actually do the repairs. And more often than not, those repairs kind of go by the wayside when it comes to spending and investing money in the building. So I kind of wish them luck. Yes, so I was in the car earlier today. I ran a few errands. I brought some stuff to a charitable organization that accepts used furniture and store and toys and all sorts of equipment and home appliances and kitchen gadgets and anyway, you name it. And they then turn around and fix it all up and sell it. And then the profits that they make, they give to a group of organizations that help the mentally handicapped and the handicapped in general. So every now and then I kind of pile up some stuff in the garage in the corner, and then about, I'd say, once a month or so, put everything in the trunk of the car and whisk it off. Now, it had been a couple of months which I had not gone, and unfortunately I had transferred a lot of stuff into my car, but never moved out of the trunk of my car. So I was really happy today to be able to get everything out of there, and it felt good, you know. And actually, I kind of did it also because yesterday was Earth Day, and there was a huge gathering of about 250,000 people here in Montreal in a park to give support for environmental issues and to celebrate Earth Day. I didn't attend because I think I'm a little bit like my mom when it comes to Mother's Day. She doesn't like Mother's Day because she says, why should we only have one day to celebrate motherhood or fatherhood or whatever it may be? We should celebrate it sort of a little bit throughout the year. And that's how I feel about these environmental issues. It's wonderful that all these people got together and raised the placards and chanted in unison, and it was a beautiful, peaceful march. But at the same time, I have to think to myself, how many of those people then walk away and continue living green and continue thinking environmentally with all their choices? And that thing, I think that's where the importance lies. Not in the once a year or, you know, every couple of months manifestation or and protest or march that you may do, but it's the little things you do every day. And if everybody, and I mean everybody, were to do that, I think we'd see positive change instead of what's going on now with everybody yapping and talking about it and protesting. But in the end, when it comes down to making choices, we often fall back to our old habits. This is probably literally the fourth audio boo I've tried to start today on this topic. And every time I go, I always kind of fall into this sanctimonious, holier-than-thou attitude. And I didn't want to do that, and I'm still bordering on it, and I realize that. It's very difficult for me. I can't speak to my friends about this. You know, it's a very difficult topic. What I'm planning on doing is maybe putting together a series of videos on this. This is how important this is to me. But I just wanted to put it out here on Audioboo. Okay, I'll catch you later. In fact, I'm going to post a poem in a few minutes.